supporter of business transphobia. I'm like, I can't do it.
Everybody trying to be a girl. Kaya's crazy. How is she not dead?
Wow.
Like how does she live?
Like, why would like, she be dead?
Because how she pay her bills? Remember, she used to just sell her CDs out of a truck.
I mean, I'm sure she's scamming all sort of governmental programs.
Wow, you're being like very generous today. What happened?
What? I just called her a scammer and a criminal. Like, how is that generous?
What a week.
I mean,
there's a lot on the docket.
Is it over?
Ugh. Nope. Y'all, welcome back to the B-List. Y'all know what time it is.
Are Jonathan, we on? Because didn't you turn it off because you was being messy?
I did, and I started recording again. So okay. We're back.
Okay, we back. We started off weird, y'all. Whew.
Jonathan Lawhorn's in the house.
Y'all know what time it is.
Look how you holding that mic. I can't. Oh my God. Was that not the most ghetto Black History Month ever?
I don't ever want to talk about it ever again because it didn't happen. We redid it this month as Black History Month.
Well, it's Women's History Month too. So Black women are really thriving.
Even better. Black women history. Let's do it.
Do you know that woman on TikTok? I've sent you her stuff before. Her name is like Kay. It's like K-Not Bae.
I love her. We love you, K-Not Bae.
So fucking funny. Love.
I follow her heavy because she be eating the girls up because they try to come for her. And I'm like, why are y'all?
She needs to be on Abbott Elementary somehow as a teacher or something because she is just or a lunch lady. Something.
I need her on something.
Yeah. She's so fucking.
Yeah. Give her a gig. I need her on SNL. Shake it up. Like, she's really funny.
You guys follow her on TikTok. Her name is K Not Bae. It's like K H A E Not Bae.
Yeah, Not Bae.
And she's just fucking genius. She was talking today about, she was like, I was in an Uber and my driver's white and he stopped the car at my destination, but the door was locked. And he's like, first off, I just want to say you're a beautiful soul. And she was like, oh my God, are the child locks on this door? What the fuck? And she's like, he's gonna kill me. And then he said, number two, I just want to apologize for my white privilege. And she was like, she was like, they're evolving to something worse. She was
they're
so,
like holding
it was so funny. Hold you hostage.
Apologies? Like, I can't.
It's a lot.
If you don't let me out this car, I'll tear this whole shit up.
Dear Black History Month. I can't. So yeah, that was just a crazy Black History Month. Nothing good happened.
Not a single thing happened. But mess. It's mess. And the Black folks were acting weird. Like, it's just like everyone's
acting weird. It's off.
Yeah, I want no parts. I'm out.
You know what I just thought of today? Rolling Ray has been quiet since January, since he announced that he had COVID.
What are you trying to say?
He might be DED.
He's unalived?
I can't. I'm not doing this.
This is like, you're coming in on doom and gloom. Like, it's real. Like, what?
No, I looked at his Instagram and he said on January 27th that he had COVID and he was in the hospital, and we have not heard a peep from him since.
I mean, it would have been
but you know what, she's so dramatic though. She probably
She went from dead to being dramatic.
Yep. Yep.
I can't.
Yep.
Well, she gonna come back from the dead and tell you still not that
girl. So you still not that girl. I love Rolling Ray.
I'm obsessed. Like, obsessed. I'm sure Rolling Ray is fine. Maybe he's just taking a beat.
I bet Bobby Lights is with him holding his hand on his deathbed.
Can we not speak Voldemort's name?
They need to reboot the film Breaches, but have like Bobby Lights plays Bette Midler's role and Rolling Ray will play Burt Hershey, and they'll be like
straight to DVD. Like, yeah. No one's interested. Like, no.
So there's a world war.
I mean, like, I gotta be real careful around how this, because it's a lot. Everybody's a foreign policy careful. Expert. And I'm
overnight. Because they were virus experts.
They were vaccine
epidemiologists. And then now it's foreign policy experts.
I'm like, you guys are virologists? Now you're foreign policy experts? I had no idea.
But see, the thing is that it's because it's Eastern Europe. People do naturally already know a lot about it because it involves white people. If it's a brown country, they don't even know where it is on a fucking map.
Of course not.
But they're like, oh, Ukraine. I know Ukraine. Yeah.
But you don't, because you can't even tell me where it is.
Exactly.
You just know it's over there.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't know nothing about that. That's not my job. So
Putin's rolling up trying to start some shit, but he's getting his ass handed to him easily.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. Like, leave me alone.
They whooping his ass though.
Good. Like, but it's like, that's white people's business. Like, I literally do not care. Like, I'm just like, it's like, I can't. You want my black ass to be up in arms when y'all are literally still terrorizing us in our home. Like, I'm good.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I'm good.
Putin is so fucking ugly. I can't.
He is.
He's like ugly.
Like, he's got y'all sewn up like this. This man is short.
Yeah.
Like, and ugly.
Yeah. Been ugly too. Like, never. Like, Joe Biden, if you look at old photos of Joe Biden, he used to hit. Like,
he
Joe
did
Biden
hit.
Yeah, it was hidden. Putin's always been ugly. Been fucking ugly.
I know. It's weird.
That's sad. I hate that for people, like when they're ugly, like old and when they were new.
Well,
you know?
I mean, you have to think of it in the sense where, like, they never knew anything different. So they're good.
So that's why he's pissed. That's why he's mad at the world.
Like, you can't be mad that you're ugly if that's all you know. Like, I mean, it's like,
But I guess my issue is, it's like, when you're ugly, pick a lane. You can't be mean and ugly, Putin.
That's like a side that you get with ugly. Like, that usually comes with it. Like, it's not like you're gonna be like ugly and nice because you're bitter that bitches are pretty and dumb and thriving. Like, you're gonna
mad. That's true.
Speaking of ugly,
I don't know anything about that. I'm pretty and dumb, so I don't.
I have no idea what that life is. I'm Larsa Pippen, so I have no idea how that feels.
I ain't got nothing to do with that lifestyle or whatever y'all got going on, because that's not me.
That's not me.
What are we gonna say? Oh, we'll get to Larsa Pippen.
Yeah, I'm Larsa, so none of that affects me.
I went to some YSL event on Wednesday. Was it Thursday? Thursday.
What does that mean? Were you in the store? Like, what does that mean?
No. It was at a warehouse. They had like rented out a whole warehouse and had like a big party for a launch of a new perfume, or it's like a fragrance.
So it was YSL Beauté. So, like, be specific.
Yeah. Beauté, okay, yeah.
It's like Gretchen Christian Beauté.
Beauté, like, yeah. The crowd was interesting, but, you know, got my little gift bag or whatever. I'm trying to think.
What do you mean the crowd was interesting?
It was interesting.
Hood boogers?
Huh?
Hood boogers on the come up? Like,
what was fashion. The vibe? It was just fashion.
Hood boogers on the come up.
Giving fashion's night out.
It's like the people who would like storm the shows in gypsy cabs and like just sit in people's seats in the front row. Like, it's back to that era. Like, I remember.
Which I kind of love.
Because I used to have to fight those people to get up. I'd be like, you don't actually have a job. Why are you here? Oh my God. New York is like going, it's like circling back. Also, I'm hearing everybody's having to leave because rent just popped back up because y'all forgot. Y'all tried to.
Oh, it never popped back down. It keeps going up and up and up. But you're talking about moving back.
The out of towners that were like, I've been on TikTok and all these girls are doing videos about how their rent's going up $2,000, and they're like, I didn't know. It's like, because you're from Minnesota and you like thought you could come there and chill
on an assistant, like on an intern diet. Like, what are you talking about?
Whole Foods, and you thought you was gonna be able to stay, girl. There's no way. I mean, yeah, the prices are acting crazy, but yes, blow up my spot. I'm thinking about coming back.
That would be a mess.
It meaning good. a mess meaning a great time. Mm-hmm. Watch out, y'all. God help all y'all, because I gotta come clean the city up. The new mayor.
Okay, Eric Adams. He tweeted. He said something. He was like, y'all, the city has gotten so boring. He said something about the city has gotten boring. We need to inject some excitement into it again.
Who was that directed at?
People are getting mugged on the fucking trains. What are you talking about? I'm very excited right now. This is a lot. We're a little too excited. The adrenaline's pumping.
What does he want to happen? Like, I don't get it.
I don't even know why he's in our business. He lives in New Jersey. So I don't even know why you're worried
about. He lives in New Jersey?
That's the whole thing about Eric Adams, is he was like never even like living in. People hate him.
Wow. Where in New Jersey does he live?
Probably Bergen County. I don't know.
I saw a girl on, I was watching this TikTok and this girl described New Jersey as 99 cents store. You really are on TikTok. I'm obsessed
with TikTok.
I'm in so deep that I can like categorize it into like various hashtag TikToks. Like I'm in specific pockets of it. Like,
love that.
I'm in Black Girl Tech TikTok. I'm in Black Girl Luxury TikTok.
I'm in Quick Weave Tutorial TikTok.
I am not over there. So, because I don't need to be. Why are you over there?
It's fun.
Fun to see. You're like, it's fun to observe people in their natural habitat. Stop. I can't. Wow.
I like to watch many things. Cooking videos.
Most of the ones I'm in, it's like girls eating men up like constantly. Okay. And I love it. Like I'm in that section of TikTok.
Okay.
So it's like just girls being baddies. And then like, I'm kind of on scammer TikTok. Like
I get like fight videos, which is fun.
Yeah. I get like people like reacting to like fight videos that I had to get over there. It pops over there.
All these rooms, these chat rooms. Yeah, seriously.
It feels like chat room.
It feels like Twist in South Beach. You just be going from room to room.
Wow. Twist?
You know Twist?
Yeah. Let's move to Miami. There's one in Atlanta.
Let's move to Miami.
I am not moving to Miami.
The fights?
Like, they shoot down there. Like, it's like, I'm not trying to be in that energy.
Yeah, TikTok is hitting more than like Instagram, because Instagram is literally, if I see one more ad for these like vaginal cleansing foams.
Stop it. I'm not doing it.
Because why do they end up on my timeline? Like, it's like, I don't even have.
You're confused why you're getting shampussy on your timeline?
Also, why do they keep having the gay men be the ones who like promote it on their, like, it's like Landon Romano. Why is Landon Romano, but why is Funky Dineva?
Because if they actually got their wish to be women, they would have those sort of vaginas.
If you don't get your, if your pH balance is off, just go to the doctor. You don't need all these bath bombs and spray.
That's beyond your pH balance being off. It's literally she wiped full cream cheese and then like put a pill, like threw a pill in it. I was just like, this is, I can't do this. Like this is stressful.
I can't do it.
You're throwing a gelatin cap full of junk science in your cat. Like, I can't do it. Like you hate your body. Like, it's weird.
Don't get me started on the men stuff with the man grooming and all that. There's just the weirdest shit going on Instagram. They need to get their fucking algorithm together because...
I mean, essentially...
It's the new, like, Facebook.
The robots are telling y'all are nasty. Like, it's just like, clean up. Go to a doctor, sort it out. It's like, I can't.
Y'all are so scared to go to the fucking doctor. Please stop buying shit on Instagram.
Just like y'all so scared that y'all like all of a sudden are inventors. It's like, just go to the doctor. Like, you don't need to cook up a new product to avoid going. It's weird. It's weird.
I want to see the Batman.
I saw it last night.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Review. Without spoiling.
Hits?
Knew it
the
would.
The way it hit. Like, I mean, it's 3 hours long.
Zoe's good, right?
Fits eating. Like,
yeah,
it's a lot. Like, she's like, it's like she comes in and it's just given, like, ooh, I can't. Like,
compared to the Dark Knight series?
Better.
Better? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because you have to think about the fact that, like, Anne Hathaway's Catwoman is awful. So, like,
So,
Zoe is up there with, like, Michelle Pfeiffer. Like, she's in the, like, she's playing, she gets it.
Okay. She got the assignment. I get that.
And Robert Pattinson is fantastic. There's so many incredible cameos that I didn't know those people were in the movie. So, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. It was a 3-hour movie that
were there Easter eggs?
Yes. There's a huge one. Mm. There's gonna
be a sequel, I'm sure.
Well, there is, because they're like, Matt Reeves is creating create a whole DC universe. So they're recasting all of the like main people again. Like, they're recasting Joker, they're recasting Harley.
Do you have an idea? Don't give it away, but do you have an idea of who, by the end of it, who's gonna be the next villain?
Well, yes, because they make it very clear. Like, actor that, or the person's already been cast and they're in it.
Okay.
So, like, you're going to get, like, a slight reveal of, like, Penguin. Another. No, Penguin's in the movie. You know that.
Okay.
Oswald but there's Cobblepot. there's another villain that they surprised us with and is already cast and is in the movie. But you're like, wait, what? Like,
oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm hype. Okay.
No, it's 3 hours this weekend. Long, but it's like, I never got bored. I never was like over it. Like, it
part of me by. Is like, let me go see it after this.
No, you really have to go should. Out. Because it's going to get spoiled. Like, I had to
hype.
Hurry up.
I'm hype. I'm fucking hype.
There were
hype.
Moments where I
you
was
got
like,
me hype. I'm about to stand. I'm pacing right now. I'm about to stand up and start pacing around my room.
It gives like, it's yeah. like, it's giving like high octane thriller. Like, I was like scared and turning from the screen a lot. Like, it was like a lot. It's okay. very graphic.
Dark. Like, it's for dark too.
But they're not, it's like, they're not, like, it could have easily been like a really well done, like, horror. It was like really kind of like thriller. Gory. Like, okay. I was like, oh, y'all are actually going here. Okay.
Good. Good. Okay. Good, because I'm so, this is literally the 100th time since we've been born that the Batman franchise has been rebooted. If y'all reboot this shit one more time, like, I literally know to the second how Bruce Wayne's parents were murdered in that damn alleyway. Did it?
Well, it's a completely different angle. Like, they just, it goes somewhere else that I just don't think that, like, I'm not a DC stan like that, so it's like,
yeah, I know. I'm an X-Men girl.
So. I'm a Marvel girl, so, like, I just was like, I don't care.
DC
yet.
Has always been a little more gutter butt to me, so.
Because they just can't get their shit together. But, like, yeah. I think now Matt Reeves is, like, gonna do, they're gonna, like, let him reboot the universe. So, like, they're already, like, if he does it, I mean, they already announced who they're, like, looking at to play the new Harley Quinn.
Oh, shit.
Mm. Girl.
Oh, they introduced them in the...
She's not in it, but, like, there's in the trades, they've announced who's in talks to become his universe's Harley Quinn. Anya Taylor-Joy. She's gonna eat.
Who's that? I don't know that.
From The Witch. Blonde. You know Anya Taylor-Joy. She was in fucking, she was in the Netflix show. Which one? About the drunk bitch that played chess.
Oh, that girl. Okay.
Yes, that girl.
The
She's
drunk
amazing.
Bitch that plays chess. Queen's Gambit. The drunk bitch that plays chess. Please don't ever let us host the Academy Awards. That fucking movie, Abeo.
Up next, the drunk bitch who won who played chess. They'll be like, what?
Y'all know. Get up here and get your award.
Hurry up, girl. Come on.
I know. Seriously, instead of playing the music when someone try to cut someone's speech off, we go up there. Shut the fuck up. Move.
Be like, you said enough. Let's
keep
go.
Pushing.
No, go see it today. It hits.
Okay. I'm literally watching, like, I stopped it to do this. The Janet Jackson bio. I'm finally, like, getting a chance to sit down.
Oh, I need to circle around to it because I haven't got to it.
Set aside 4 hours of my day because I just want to go through it.
Yeah, I need to do, I'm probably going to do it today because I just started watching that new Toni Collette show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And it hits. So I'm just like, okay.
It's too
Toni
much
Collette.
Stuff. Yeah, it's so much stuff. Yeah, like, love her.
It's
Muriel's Wedding hits.
I mean, everything she's in hits.
Yeah, hit. When she was dancing in Knives Out, funniest part of the entire movie, like, hits.
Obsessed. I'm obsessed with that woman. Obsessed.
Do you know they're making a sequel to Knives Out?
Yeah, too many people are in it. Like, I don't think I care. I'm just like, whatever. Like, I mean, I barely liked the first one. Like, it was good, but like, it hit, but I didn't go up for it the way people were like, oh my God, it's like this all-star cast. I'm like, whatever, bye. Like, Ana de Armas ate y'all all up. So like, I'm bored.
I mean, do you love Clue?
I mean, I like Clue, but I'm not like a stan like that.
I see, I am.
Like, you played the game.
Well, when I was little, but the movie hits.
I mean, the movie hits, but I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, I like Knives Out. I liked it more than I thought I would, so I will say that.
President Biden announced he's going to nominate Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee for the Supreme Court. I discussed it last week on the podcast with Melissa, but we have not discussed it. Great, great idea.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
The Republicans are going to try to eat her up. They're already working overtime trying to look into her history and all this.
It's like, what are you eating up? Like, she's overqualified. Like, she's actually smarter than everybody that's currently on the bench. Like, it's like, what are we doing?
Literally too good to be here, but go ahead.
Right? Like, go off. Like, I mean, it's like, what are you going to find?
But I would like a Supreme Court justice that hasn't gone to an Ivy League school. Like, a state-funded school or something would be great. Because every single one of them, why does it have to be, like, Princeton, Harvard, da-da-da? Get a bitch that went to, like, community college.
You want a bitch that went to community college?
Like, well, no, just, I mean, if you want to really get full representation from an socioeconomic standpoint, it's like, why does everyone have to go to like Ivy League colleges to be, it's, does that make sense? You know what I mean?
I mean, it makes sense in a theory, but it like makes sense that those people are on the Supreme Court. I mean, it's just like, that's the pipeline.
I don't know. There's plenty of smart people that don't go to.
I mean, I'm sure. And I'm sure those people are judges and they're killing it. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, who cares where you went to school? These people are literally how old? Like, it's like, do you have the on the job experience?
I keep forgetting about Brett Kavanaugh and him just existing in general. Every time I see him, I saw him at the State of the Union address and I was like, oh, I forgot about him. Oh,
good. That's like a nice thing to think about.
And he was sitting right next to Amy Coney Barrett. You know, they're besties.
Oh, that's
you
my girl. So it's like, I live for Amy. Like, I'm sorry. They wanted me to hate her, but I like her. Like, I like that she's just there and it's like, why are you there? Like, she very much gives, like, I don't know how I have this job. Like, and I love it though.
Yeah.
Cause I swear to you, she's going to be converted. Like, she can be, I can feel it. Like, she's not as like much of a fucking mess as their pledge that Trump thought she was gonna be. Like, he was like, she go do what I want her to do. Yeah. Katanji go get in there and go be like, look, bitch.
It's so easy to turn on him. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the fact that I'm hyped for Katanji, she's gonna be a vibe. Speaking of TikTok, I'm in Black Lawyer TikTok. So ooh. Like they like go ooh. Up. Like I've been watching all the videos about her. Mm. So no, I'm obsessed. Like, I mean, her qualifications are beyond. I mean, she was a public defender forever. Like, she's literally
gonna lock everyone up. I'm excited.
I mean, that's a good guy. She's not Kamala.
That's true, true, true. Yeah, yeah.
She's not a prosecutor. Like,
it's true.
She was helping people. I'm like,
okay, let's get another Kamala in there.
Wow.
You're like, I want to lock everybody up.
You're like, get more cops. Wow.
Everybody's acting up. Earth is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need everybody locked up. Everybody. Everyone. Was in Soho today walking around. Quickly had to run an errand. I had to go by the jeweler, get something fixed. But I passed by, there was a line that was 3 blocks long for some shoes. I asked the people in line what the shoes was, what shoe drop it was. It was Jordan, Air Jordan 6Ss. I looked it up, bitch. These are so fucking ugly. They're like baby blue high tops.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my story. The ugliest shoes. I can't even, like, I'm racking my brain right now to think of like what I love in life enough to stand in line in Soho in this weather.
Okay, let me look at
what an entire Sunday.
It's in your stories.
It's on my story.
Okay, let's see. What mess? Okay. Wait. Oh wow. Wow. You really like
Hood Booger.
You're really that girl. Ew, those shoes are hideous. Of course, but this is like.
But you know what, New York? We are so lost. Did y'all wait in line all day for that?
No Jordan 6 is at this location. This is so ghetto.
You sure you want to move back to New York?
I don't know, actually. This is weird.
It's really fucked up.
I was thinking I could swoop in and get one of those apartments these girls are getting thrown out of. But like, I'm just like, I'm just not sure anymore.
It's giving Gotham City.
It really is giving Gotham City. It's
giving the great value Gotham City.
Oof.
So Queen Elizabeth isn't dead?
Wow, we're still giving this bitch airtime?
I guess she's alive.
Is she alive?
Jason Lee swears she's dead.
The way he's standing by his source? Like, he was like, my source is where? You got a hot girl in Buckingham Palace? Like, who is it?
Sue him into the dirt. I cannot believe. Wait, does Hollywood Unlocked still have, like, a Twitter account?
I don't follow that mess.
I know, but let me look. Because you know I'm messy. I gotta look. Hold on. The way they ended their fucking They only have 5,000 followers on Twitter?
That makes sense, because it's junk.
It really is junky. Yeah, he's only got 5,000 followers. I don't know. Imagine being a writer for Hollywood Unlocked.
Do they write over there? I thought they just like repost stuff.
Yeah, I do. Okay, so Madonna is writing her biopic. And she's having boot camp auditions, and all the girls are having to show up to the boot camp. She's got like Sydney Sweeney, who is a Julia Garner.
Florence Pugh, my girl.
Yeah. I'm backing Julia Garner.
I'm backing Florence Pugh.
Yeah, you've always gone up to her.
I love Florence. I mean, she's a Marvel girl, so I love her. But also, she's incredible and so talented. But Florence, I mean,
who does she play in Marvel?
She's Black Widow's sister. She was in the Black Widow movie.
Okay,
And she was in Hawkeye. She was in the Hawkeye show.
They're introducing the new Rogue in the next Captain Marvel? Mm-hmm. Or Miss Marvel or whatever,
It's probably in the next Marvel, the second Captain Marvel film.
Doesn't Rogue kill Miss Marvel?
They like have beef, but they're not like they beef. You mean Captain Marvel? Miss Marvel is a child, so.
Oh, never mind. I know. And then Elle Fanning is gonna play Rogue.
That's not confirmed.
It's not?
No. Like you're just spitballing. Like you're just like, bro.
I know, I'm Giselle. Streets are saying that
like Elle Fanning is not playing Rogue.
Elle Fanning. Yeah, Elle Fanning.
No.
That's what the streets are saying.
The streets are full of shit. Kevin would not have
That's what Jason
released.
Lee said. That's what he said.
Jason Lee said that somebody at Buckingham Palace told him that Elle Fanning is playing Rogue. It's too much.
From a reliable source.
Yeah, I don't think they haven't finalized it because the second Captain Marvel film comes out next. It comes out after Black Panther, which Storm's going to be in, and they haven't even announced who's playing Storm. So sit tight.
Lupita.
No, Lupita is already in Black Panther. She's not playing Storm.
Oh, that's true. See, I'm not like, yeah, you're...
I think it's Michaela Cole, actually. I'm pretty sure it's Michaela Cole. Because they cast her in Black Panther, but they didn't tell us what the role is. Like, they're like, she's joining Black Panther, too. And I'm like, to do what?
You know what's pissing me off right now?
What?
I'm going to have to re-up my fucking Showtime subscription again just to watch the First Lady show.
It's got
Michelle
girls.
Pfeiffer playing Betty Ford. What is it? Betty Ford. And then Viola Davis is playing Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be good. I have to see it.
The trailer looked jazzy.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hype. Are you watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
No.
Yeah, you don't. You gave.
I mean, Mary's gone. I don't care. But I did watch that last episode when like Jenny was trying to fight Mary.
Trying to fight Mary.
And when Mary was like, "I didn't sign up for you," and I was like, "Bye." Yeah, I was like, "That is the best read."
She's like, "Okay, you throwing drinks. Let me get out of here. All right."
And then the fact that like nobody said anything. I was like, y'all let this bitch throw a whole drink at Mary, but like you go up for Jenny, and then now y'all look, it's pie in the face because that bitch is a bigot and got fired. I don't like nobody on that show but Mary because all those bitches are fake.
Yep. I see stuff like that and I'm like, that's why I could never be on a fucking reality show, because the second y'all try to throw a fucking whole drink at me, oh no.
Or the Absolutely second you not. Put me up in a scenario where it's a clear setup, I'm swinging on everybody. Like there's no way
you're swinging on production.
Yeah,
with my mic
getting beat up. Like, yeah, like no way.
The cameraman is getting beat up. The gaffer, everybody.
Like I will leave the show. You ain't got to worry about me. You ain't got to worry about me.
Worry about me. Nope.
Because I'm fighting my way out.
Speaking of, where's Basketball Wives? They're really making us fucking wait.
They're dragging it out as if like the space isn't already crowded. We will forget about these bitches if y'all don't hurry up.
The poor people that listen to this podcast, because the second that Basketball Wives drops, please.
That's all we're talking about.
Sorry. Like, if you don't know who Jackie Christie is, I am so sorry.
If you don't know who Brooke Bailey is, go figure it out.
Kick rocks. Because Jackie Christie is a fucking reality show goldmine.
Legend.
Yeah.
I just rewatched I've been watching Jackie on a loop try to fight Bonnie Jill. And it's just like the anatomy of the scene. If you just like do it, it's like every time Jackie's caught in a lie, she spins out into that new that other character.
Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna fight you. And she knows she don't want to fight anybody. And then when they actually square up and they're like, okay, let's fight. She's like, well, you got to think about this because then we're both going to go to jail. It's like, what are you reasoning
And I got
for?
My people to come get me because, you know, get your bail money. It's like, Jackie, what are you talking about? It's just...
She's wearing a fucking like Kangol bowling hat. Like, girl, what the fuck are you talking about? Or what is it? Newsboy cap? Wearing stretch leggings with some high weight. I can't.
But she's iconic. Like, iconic. If I saw Jackie Christie in the streets of LA, I'd be like, oh. I would go up to her. Like, oh, I would please. Have to. I'd be like, I'm sorry, ma'am, but I'm obsessed with you.
Like, normal people are like, if they see Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, they
nope,
care.
It's
so
Jackie
like,
Christie.
It's Jackie Christie for me. Like, that's yeah. who I'm going to scream and fall down. Like, it's the fucking Beatles. Like, it's...
No. No. It's like, the way that I, like, go up more for reality stars, but I've also, like, worked with celebrities for so fucking long. They're boring. You know yeah. who isn't boring? Reality TV stars.
Ever. Forever changing. Forever evolving.
They just give you levels. Like, it's just... Oof.
You know what we love, but I did not even get into, is, I mean, I usually love Big Brother, but I did not watch any of Celebrity Big Brother. But I heard that they were eating Todrick alive.
I feel like I watched it vicariously through
Twitter,
which mm-hmm. it was great. Yeah, I watched a couple clips of him being a fake ass bitch.
Well, that's all he is, right? I mean, I don't know him personally, but everyone hates him.
He gets ate up in his hometown because he's a scammer. But like, I haven't seen him out. So I think he's like, probably like avoiding being out in the club.
Yeah, I heard he like canceled all of his like appearances after he got kicked out of the house or something. He didn't win this show, right?
And he was so mad because you know how at the end, like that Maisha girl or whoever. I don't even know who that is.
That's not even a celebrity. See, this is what I'm talking about.
Like the top three was him, that girl, and then Cynthia. Like, how the fuck did Cynthia get to the top three? So apparently, you
Talk
know
about
how
a fall from grace, by the way, Cynthia Bailey has completely like
irrelevant. Yeah. That's what she's getting from me. I'm gonna give her one of these.
That's how you hear from me. Ooh, don't make that face. Ooh, don't make
fix
that face.
Fix that body, fix that face.
I can't wait for Sheree to be back. Oh my God.
Because she looks incredible.
Fucking eating.
I saw an interview with Candy where she was like, me and Marlo get into it. Like, they apparently, like,
okay, I'm but. Like, who's gonna even win that? Because both of y'all be getting eaten up every time y'all fight right. with people. You're like the worst battlers. Like, Marlo's funny, but she's terrible at like wit and like fighting with people. She usually loses, but she just is so funny.
Well, she just goes straight to hell with her fight. Like, she just starts.
She's
saying,
like, that's why your mom is a crackhead.
Right. It's like, she's like, but they honest with drug deals and then feed. It's like, what?
It's like you didn't even build up to it. Like, she just goes straight to 10. Like, it's so bad.
I love like, people who fight like that, though, because it's so
unhinged. So fucking unhinged. It's like, why did we?
Bitch, that's when you went bankrupt and got kicked out your fucking house on Tuesday. And you can, it's like a lie. I'm just like, here
that's
we
why
go.
Your kids live with your grandma. And it's like, wait, what? We didn't even like give us a minute to go there. I didn't even. That's why y'all crusty ass feet. That's why you got one leg. Oh,
it's oh diabetic bitch. It's like it's a like lie.
What? but you know what? I'm excited. I'm still gonna watch it. I'm gonna give them a chance.
I mean, I'm excited to see it. Like,
I'm just excited my girls are back.
I am too. I mean,
Drew, not so much.
I mean, Sheree and Marlo
I'm excited
are enough.
To see Drew's husband.
You like that man? Like that?
He's cute.
He ain't cuter than King Curtis.
Two things can be true at the same time. It could have both.
I love King Curtis.
Y'all, if you don't know who he's talking about, he's talking about
they
Curtis
don't
Married to Medicine. They actually do because a lot of people watch Married to Medicine. I don't watch it, but I would watch it for King Curtis.
I'm obsessed with that
he's
man.
Fine.
He is fine. And he, you can tell he, oh, hateful. Like, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he goes to church for sure, right?
I'm sure.
I go with him.
I'll go, too.
Hold on, let me get my bag. Hold on.
I'll go be fake, sit across the aisle. You know, I'll do whatever.
Curtis the kind of man where he leaves the house, you got to go with him everywhere.
Because he go cheat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and yes, in Atlanta, please.
Like, absolutely.
That whole city's burning.
Wow.
We need to take a trip to Atlanta.
I'm scared. I can't, because it's like the way like dudes just like, they don't even be hitting on you. They just take it. I'm just like, it's a lot. I'm not trying to get in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're just like, I like you. Okay. Okay. And then they're like, so we together.
And the next thing,
it's like, it's like, no, we're not.
It's the energy.
But mm-hmm. I kind of like the energy. Mm-hmm. But see, I was just thinking about this because I was like, we talk about this all the time. Like, what kind of job our man is allowed to do? Because it needs to be something where he can't
cheat. Yeah, you can't be involved with too many. Maybe work remotely, but don't even turn your camera on and Zoom, because I don't even need it. Because...
Or
men that have front-facing jobs be doing too much. Okay. Oh, y'all be talking to too many people, exchanging phone numbers, all that shit.
Whining and dining clients. No, we're not doing that. No.
I need you to work at a call center.
But not even, because if his voice sexy, bitches go get hype.
Yeah.
I was just saying this since we're about to get there, but Gertie's husband. Perfect. Oh,
yeah.
He in a firehouse all damn day. Perfect. Can't cheat.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. He can't cheat. And if he tried, they go tell me.
And he's too dumb too.
He run in the fire.
She got the perfect combination. Hot and dumb.
Then don't talk.
Big firefighter. Big literally ass fucking.
Doesn't talk.
Big ass like dumb. Big ass dumbass firefighter. Oh, hot man.
Love.
Gertie, you got the winning combination.
If you're a firefighter,
she might be the happiest housewife on that fucking panel.
He's obsessed with her.
Love it. Honestly, Miami has the hottest husbands.
Actually, collectively, yes. Like, yes. All of those men are attractive.
Like, Lenny.
Lenny is cute to me. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. Plus, he don't like Lisa, so I might be able to take him.
Yeah. So.
Hates her. Oof.
Someone else already did.
Oof.
An emotional affair. Get the fuck out of here. Regurgitating his talking points. She was an emotional affair. If you don't tell everybody that this man fucked somebody else while y'all were on a break.
I mean, the way he can get Kat easy, he's doing boobs all day.
Please.
That's a job my man cannot do.
No, absolutely so. Not. So that's absolutely not happening.
Cross that off the list.
You're not doing that. Nope.
No way. You could be another type of doctor, one where you're constantly at work or at home.
A dentist.
No. Mm-mm, I don't like that. Mm. I don't like that you asking people to open wide. I don't like that. Let's go turn into something.
Yeah, something else. Because you know how these bitches be open and wide. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hoes.
Yep. Are you watching? Are you caught up on New Jersey? You don't. Have you been? I mean,
no, I haven't been watching it. No.
Black Dolores is turning up. She almost beat Jackie's ass the other night. Oh my God.
Oh, she's fighting Jackie.
She almost beat her ass at the bar.
Good, because I don't like Jackie. Never liked her, but I love Dolores. Dolores can't do nothing wrong. I don't care. Don't tell me what happened. I don't care. I'm not changing my mind.
Jennifer almost beat Melissa's ass the other night. Bill just
need to be beat up though.
Bill just watched and went upstairs. Bill wanted no parts. Bill hates her.
He hates her. But I mean, like, Jennifer is kind of annoying, but like, she's entertaining.
But also amazing.
She's amazing. Like, yeah. I like her, but I couldn't see somebody wanting to be married to somebody like that.
Yeah.
It's like Lisa. Like, it's like Lenny is like, this bitch is a mess. Like, yeah. I just like, it's like Lisa should have just been a hot girl like Larsa. Like, it hits better for you to be that.
I lost my train of thought. I was going to ask you about something.
About what?
Oh.
What's Summer House? Because you were in love with boys.
Wait.
Because I'm caught up. I stay on.
Oh, but because I saw you did, because we share the app.
Yeah.
Wait. What do you think so far about Summer House this season?
It's actually cute.
It's not better than last season though, because the last season hit because they were in that house all the time on top of each other, fighting over who's taking out the garbage and shit like that. This season
But I actually like when they get to leave the house, because when the drama hits, it hit different, because it's like y'all not around each other all the time. So it's I actually enjoy it. I really liked, like, I like everybody. Actually,
I feel like it's getting to the point where there's got too many people in this fucking house, though. I don't need 10 people. I think you could really cut out the fat. We don't need that Alex guy. He's hot, but we don't need him. I don't even think we need Andrea either.
I don't like
Andrea. Also, Andrea's racist. I'm going to just say it. It's giving racism.
Is it?
The way he ignores are you caught up?
But I mean, I've caught up that he talks to Sierra, though. Like, he's like homies with Sierra.
It's different because like he looks at Sierra like she's hot, and he's attracted to both her and Paige, and he's friends with them, and they're the hot, like Maya. I could tell that the way he views Maya, he doesn't view her sexually, so he has no use for her.
Right, but like, I just feel like, that's how men are, though. Like, if they don't want to fuck you, if you're a girl, they don't, you don't exist. They're just like, oh, that girl's here.
And this is why men are fucking garbage. Absolute fucking garbage. I actually think Maya is one of my favorite people on the fucking show.
I like her too. I really wanted her in
to
like
be with Carl.
And Carl to have something because they're so similar.
Yeah.
But like Lindsay, of course, mess.
Love Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Mess. Don't buy Lindsay. Never. It's like classic train wreck white woman.
Paige is getting on my noise, on my nerves.
Because it's like, Paige, I need you to explain to me how you're spun out behind Craig.
Like, I could see it though. I would be
spun out. You would be sprung up behind Craig?
Not during the summertime, but maybe in the
winter. It's literally this small. Like, we're bored.
You think so?
Yes. Because, first of all, Craig is a functioning drunk. So it's like, how are you even having sex with this man?
So I guess my view's skewed because I don't watch Southern Charm.
Also, so Craig is a racist. So have fun.
Is he really?
Yes. Have you? Like, I watched.
I've never watched Southern Charm.
I have. And the way he literally amped up on the one brown woman on that show. It comes out.
This could not be me.
It could be me all day because they would all get their ass beat. I do not like Craig at all because you can see it. I know that type of racism, bitch. That's where I'm from. I see it. It's like right under the surface. If you press him one little bit, it's like when Kamala made Brett Kavanaugh cry. It's that.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Craig can kick fucking rocks.
Amanda and Kyle do not
that
need to be getting married.
Terrifying relationship that I have ever seen. He hates her.
the way she mothers him. Don't get too drunk tonight. If you have to say that every time your significant other drinks, there's something else deeper going on here that we don't need to be.
This is what the straights do. Like, this is literally all of their relationships are like that. Like, it's
don't drink too much because then I'm gonna hate you. What?
Boys literally date their moms. Like, they literally want girls to take care of them. Like, men are trash. We know this. They literally can't function. They want a girlfriend that's gonna feed them, bathe them, stay at home while they cheat and wait. It's like dummy shit. So it's like the fact that
she's so hyped to do it. Like, she's like hyped to stay home and be like calling his phone 80 times. Like, you could not ever catch me doing that. The way I would be in the Uber on the way to the bar, not to get him home and not to bring him home, to fight him at the bar. Are you kidding me?
The way I would be in the Uber back to the city and throw all his shit out. Like, there's no way I'm chasing a dude down in the club. That looks crazy. That girl is so sad
lost
to me.
She's so lost.
And she's a pretty girl. It makes no sense to me. I'm like, Amanda, your body slaps. Like, you actually are fun. But like, we forget because all you do is like cry about Kyle. And it's
so
Kyle.
Many girls. It's so many girls dating guys like this too. And being fucked up relationships like this. And just be.
The way I know so many Kyles. Literally my entire friend group in Seattle. All Kyles.
Freaks and fleece.
But they're like the dudes that get drunk and they're like, I want to smash. And I'm like, you've a girlfriend. Like, it's like, it's that energy. Like, it's like, Kyle is that dude. You can tell.
Carl really grew up. We love Carl.
Love Carl. He's so sweet. I'm like so pressed. I was like, why? He makes me blush. I'm like, Kyle? I mean, Carl is it.
He was on Watch What Happens Live with Lindsay and they were being so sweet to each other. He was like, she knows how I feel about you're so pissed.
I can be gassed for Carl and not pretend she doesn't exist.
And you like Danielle.
No, I don't.
Okay, good. Because I don't like her.
What is there to like?
I don't like her.
She has no personality. She's fake as fuck.
She's fake as fuck. Don't like half the cast in the house. She's always
you can tell.
I can't wait till that episode where Sierra goes and
Oh, I thought that was from another. Okay, great.
No, it's coming up.
But I wonder what it's about though.
It's about Lindsay with Austin, but then Sierra liked Austin, so Danielle tries to get in between it and tries to stir up the shit.
Right.
That's what I'm guessing
since Lindsay.
Because you know, Danielle don't got any shit in her personal life. She's dating that sleepy ass sous chef, so she got to get in everybody else's shit.
Danielle's dating. I mean, I will say this. She's dating somebody who matches her. Two uglies. So, you know.
Wow. Here you have it, folks. Jonathan Lawhorn.
Don't know the emotion. Don't know the feeling.
Didn't say that.
I mean, what? I don't know. I mean, I've maybe dated an ugly. I don't know. I don't date men. Y'all are trash. So it's
Alex
like,
shouldn't even be in this fucking house, by the way.
Stop. Alex is sweet. He just doesn't have a personality.
He just has no, he has no reason to be on this cast. Like, who casted him?
It's weird. Like, because I'm like, how did
you could, and y'all couldn't have it one gay? Y'all had to have him instead. Like, we're just adding.
It's weird that they're very clearly avoiding having a gay on there.
They're really going out of their way to not
they're going
have a gay.
Out. You're in New York. You can't find a gay in New York City.
You can't find one. Come on. Queen.
You can't find queen. One. You can't find a doll and like put them on the show. Like, but also the Hamptons don't hit. So like, I just don't know why anybody's trying to be there in the first place.
Yeah, but I might go out there for 6 or 7 weeks to get my pretty check. You know what I mean?
So you're saying you want to be considered.
I would carpool only with Lindsay, though. Like, that's it. Like, I'm going with Lindsay.
Ew. See, the thing is like, I would try to come visit you, but then you would want me to hang out with Lindsay. It's going to be messy. So, like, go on the show. I'm not coming to say see you while you're on it. Because I'll come out there and make friends with everybody but that bitch.
Y'all watch Summer House. It's good.
Summer House hits, y'all. And, like, the little race conversation was really well done. Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, I'm impressed with the cast. Like, everybody handled themselves very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, no, that was actually like, the best of all the Bravo shows that I've seen.
That was the best I've seen handled.
Yes, absolutely.
Ever. Like, even I was, like, floor. Oh, okay. Everybody.
Who knew?
Who knew? Because I was expecting mass.
Because that didn't seem like the case. But you know what it is? All the other shows, it's all boomers having these conversations, and they are not the ones well-equipped to be having conversations about race as it relates
to
the world we are living in today. Mm-hmm. But these kids are younger, so they know how to have these conversations and how to navigate these, you know. Who knew?
I don't know who knew. But Summer House hits, y'all. Watch it.
Watch it. It's cute. It's on Peacock. It's on Bravo, buddy.
Yeah, it's on Bravo.
Listen, I want to go over to the B-side so we could talk all about Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh my God, we're making them wait for that? Okay, great.
It's really good. We'll just give them a little taste.
I mean, it hits.
It hits. Like,
it came in right. Like, it's right. Like, the way it started, like, just from the top. Like, the energy was right. Like, Andy was like, come on, sit down. Like, I was just, like, really into that.
It's like, so the reunion starts and Andy's just like, girl, if you don't come sit down on this fucking couch, we've been waiting here for 2 hours for you. And she's like, I can't put on my jewelry.
He was like, girl, come just let's go. Like,
it's
let's
so
do it.
Good.
That set the tone. And I was
because you can tell it's a Peacock show because he don't even want to be dealing with this. He's like, this little fucking throwaway shit. Come sit down.
When they were trying to talk to him, he was on the phone. He's like, yeah, uh-huh. I was like, wow.
I can't. The disrespect.
Then he was fake as fuck when the camera came. He was like, I'm so excited that the Miami girls are back. It's like, you didn't even want to talk to them off
yeah,
camera.
You don't even like these bitches like that.
It's okay. Giving RuPaul. Like, I was like, okay.
They love RuPaul. Not these girls, but the gays. Did it end last night or something?
No.
Me and Sarah went to dinner and then we went
there was an episode last night, that's why.
Yeah, but everyone's been tweeting about it. I don't follow that
you
shit.
Don't watch it.
I don't like, follow that shit. I'm not one of the queen.
Wow.
Queen.
This is y'all, his homophobia jumps out when it comes to drag race. Like queen. he hates the liberation of our people. Like,
oh my
hates
God.
It
stop. queen
hunty.
No, but we went to dinner and then we went around the corner to a bar really quick to get a drink. And we were like, oh, it's a gay bar. And we forgot that it was just
like, I don't go to those. So you have to explain what it's like in there.
I know. I'm on my Amy Coney Barrett. Goodness. A civilized bar.
Wow. You're like, I'm going to the St. Regis where they don't let that riffraff in.
Okay. One at a time in the bathroom, ladies.
Wow.
You know, I do that at the gay bars.
I mean, aren't they just doing it at the bar now? Like, I don't know.
It's a free-for-all these days. Who knows? Like... Riff-raff. Butt. Oh. I can't. Actually, before we even get into the reunion on the B-side, I'd like to discuss the state of the gay bar situation in New York City. It's all go one
what's
by one.
What's still open? Like, what's the ones that are open that I wouldn't remember?
I'll tell you all about it on the B-side. Tell the people where to follow you on social media.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram.
We do this every time, but he's not going to tweet you back. He's like,
There's like a couple of people I talk to in my DMs that are regulars that okay. I've become like, I don't remember y'all off the top of my head.
Hi, Rohan.
To them. Oh, yes.
Hi, Rohan.
Hi, Rohan. We like you. So you can keep DMing me. Like, I like him.
Yeah.
So mr.lawhorne on Instagram. Yes.
Yes. Oh, and Landon too.
Oh, yes. Hi. Yes. Okay. Those are the two. Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like Atlanta for a minute too.
Yeah. Y'all can keep chatting. That's fine.
Y'all know where to find me. Pet Shop Boy on Instagram, _PetShopBoy on Twitter, and Pet Shop Boy on Cameo.
I was like, are you gonna plug your Cameo? Because you should.
Yep. Someone just sent me one while we've been doing this.
Oh, right. Get your scammer on.
Yep.
Oh, the Tawdry did a whole like thing on there about
this. I know, I saw
that.
That was something to see. He was talking about how he just
telling them how he hates y'all and just take like, out money.
I just do the same message over and over again, and it's like you're telling on yourself. Wow,
like he did an example. Like it's weird. Like it's like
he was explaining it to Cynthia, and Cynthia was like, "Ooh, that's a really good scam." The second she got out of the house, she got on Cameo. I don't know. Why would I want one from her? What? Of all the housewives, imagine.
I would get one from Bailey? Peter before I got it from Cynthia.
Peter Bailey was hanging out with Giselle Bryan and Robin Dixon. Saw a photo of them together at Bar One.
So Giselle is fucking Peter.
Probably.
So it's
she likes scraps. First lady, but always getting second servings. I can't.
Wow. Okay.
We'll see y'all on the B-side. Go to Patreon. See y'all. Go to patreon.com/thebelist and subscribe there for the bonus episode. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Miami. We're also going to talk about the bars in New York.
Yes.
Mess. Bye.
I got to see what I'm walking into. Bye.